This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect this October the 15th. Cesar Espinosa, the executive director of the Houston immigrant advocacy group FEAL, says he's concerned that immigrant parents and children will avoid public health programs for fear it will lead to the denial of a green card.
Here in the city of Houston, I felt it in the sense that there's been clinics and different entities that have reached out to us in order to try to get messaging out to our folks that they should still seek medical assistance, they should still seek go to the clinics and things like that to get help, because at the end of the day, this could lead to a public health crisis if undocumented folks don't get the services that they need.
The rule does not impact humanitarian-based immigration programs for refugees and asylees and contains exemptions for victims of trafficking and domestic violence. Ken Cuccinelling, the acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, said the administration wants to avoid situations where people who are adjusting their status become dependent on public benefits in the future. Thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators filled Hong Kong's international airport Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. On the streets of Hong Kong earlier Monday, enraged protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse after riot officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition at fleeing crowds. Hong Kong's deputy commissioner says he will continue deploying decoy officers against what he refers to as violent protesters.
As long as they are violent, protesters, if they are aiming to use deadly force against any other people, we will try our best to do investigation and have them apprehended.
This is VOA News. Talks with North Korea are stalled yet again. Pyongyang has ramped up its ballistic missile launches, and in the United States, the leading contender to challenge President Donald Trump is threatening a tougher approach toward Kim Jong-un. Add it all up, and these are increasingly challenging times for the liberal government of South Korean President Moon Jae-in, which, against all odds, helped bring about the U.S.-North Korea nuclear talks in 2018, but can now do little to help move them forward. North Korea has set an end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to change its approach to the talks, which have been stalled since a Trump-Kim summit in February broke down over how to pair sanctions relief with steps to dismantle North Korea's nuclear program. Questions are being raised about how corrections workers were watching Jeffrey Epstein before his suicide. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
A person in the know about the federal jail in New York where Jeffrey Epstein killed himself says one of the two people guarding him wasn't a regular correctional officer. The person spoke on condition of anonymity. The shortage of trained guards has federal prisons using support staff as fill-ins. A second person, also speaking on condition of anonymity, says investigators found rather than checking Epstein every 30 minutes, the guards were taking several hours between checks. Attorney General William Barr.
We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning.
Barr says Epstein's death won't stop the criminal investigation of others who might have been involved in his alleged sex trafficking operation. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Two out of four experimental drugs being used to treat Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo have proven so effective that they'll be given to all patients. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
Scientists with the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases announced Monday that two potential drugs showed a survival rate of as much as 90% in a clinical trial. The two experimental drugs were developed with antibodies harvested from survivors of the Ebola infection. Authorities say they'll now offer the treatments to all patients in the DRC. The promising results come amid the second largest Ebola outbreak in history. At least 1,800 people have died since it began spreading in eastern Congo last August. From 2013 to 2016, more than 11,300 people were killed in West Africa in the world's largest ever Ebola outbreak. Officials said the trial's positive findings were encouraging, but not enough to stop the epidemic for good.
Joe Palca, VOA News.